Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narratries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Father We Never Had Artificial Intelligence, Before and After by Christian Daniel Bolokhin, is a work of broad social, philosophical, and futurist analysis centered on the historical meaning of artificial intelligence. Rather than presenting AI primarily as a technical subject, the book positions it within longer patterns of human history, biology, psychology, evolution, belief, and civilization. Its stated purpose is to examine the forces that have repeatedly shaped major human transformations and to consider whether AI follows a similar logic. The book belongs most closely to the politics and social sciences category, with strong overlap in technology criticism, futurism, and philosophy of civilization. Its central concern is not how AI systems are built, but what their rise may reveal about human direction, power, purpose, and survival. Because the book is not widely documented beyond its published description, its analysis is best understood as a high-level interpretive framework for thinking about AI as a turning point in human history. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, historical repetition as a framework for understanding AI. A central theme of The Father We Never Had is the claim that major human transformations do not occur randomly. The book frames empires, revolutions, and social upheavals as expressions of recurring patterns that can be studied across history. This approach treats artificial intelligence not as an isolated invention, but as another large-scale transition emerging from forces already visible in human development. The value of this framework is that it shifts attention from short-term technological novelty to long-term civilizational movement. Instead of asking only what AI can automate, the book asks what kind of historical logic AI may be continuing. This is important because many public discussions of AI focus on immediate outcomes, such as employment disruption, productivity, or regulation. Bolokhin appears to widen the question by connecting AI to older mechanisms of transformation, including concentration of power, reorganization of societies, and changes in collective identity. The argument is not presented as a technical forecast, but as a pattern-based interpretation of human history. Its strength lies in encouraging readers to compare AI with earlier turning points, while its limitation is that such comparisons must remain broad unless supported by specific historical evidence. Secondly, human biology, psychology, and evolution as hidden drivers of civilization. The book emphasizes that visible historical events are shaped by less visible forces rooted in human biology, psychology, and evolutionary development. This means that political structures, belief systems, and technological shifts are not treated as purely intellectual creations. They are connected to deeper human needs, fears, incentives, and adaptive behaviors. In the context of AI, this perspective matters because the technology is not entering a neutral world. It is being designed, adopted, resisted, and governed by human beings whose actions are shaped by competition, dependency, status, security, and meaning. By bringing biology and psychology into the discussion, Bolokhin appears to argue that AI will amplify or redirect existing tendencies rather than simply replace them. This gives the book a wider scope than many AI commentaries that focus mainly on software capabilities or market effects. The analysis suggests that understanding AI requires understanding the human species that created it. The practical implication is that future outcomes will depend not only on machine intelligence, but also on predictable patterns in human response. Readers are encouraged to look beneath policy debates and product announcements to the recurring motives that influence how societies absorb disruptive power. Thirdly, artificial intelligence as a civilizational force rather than a technical upgrade. The Father We Never Had presents artificial intelligence as one of the largest shifts in human history, not merely as an improvement in computing. This distinction is important because a technical upgrade changes tools, while a civilizational force changes the conditions under which people work, believe, govern, compete, and understand themselves. In this framing, AI is significant because it may alter the distribution of knowledge, decision-making, authority, and dependence. The book therefore belongs less to practical AI instruction and more to the category of social interpretation. It does not appear to focus on model architecture, programming, or business implementation. Instead, it considers what happens when intelligence itself becomes externalized into systems that can influence human choices and institutional power. This gives the book a philosophical and political orientation. Its key contribution is to encourage readers to treat AI as a structural transformation, comparable in scale to previous reorganizations of civilization. That approach can help readers avoid the narrow assumption that AI is only another productivity tool. At the same time, because the available information describes a broad thesis rather than detailed case analysis, the book should be read as a conceptual inquiry rather than a technical manual or empirical policy report. Fourthly, the connection between AI, belief, purpose, and human identity. Another important topic in the book is the relationship between artificial intelligence and human meaning. Bolokhin connects AI to belief and purpose, suggesting that the technology may affect not only external institutions, but also the inner assumptions people hold about human importance. If AI can perform tasks associated with reasoning, creativity, planning, or judgment, then societies may need to reconsider how they define intelligence, value, authority, and identity. This is where the title becomes significant. The phrase, "the father we never had," suggests a symbolic concern with guidance, origin, protection, or authority. Although the available description does not provide enough evidence to assign a single interpretation to it, the broader implication is that AI may occupy roles once filled by human institutions, leaders, experts, or belief systems. This makes the book relevant to readers interested in philosophy of technology and the psychology of social change. Its focus on purpose distinguishes it from discussions centered only on economic displacement. The question is not simply whether AI will take jobs, but whether it will change the stories humans use to explain their place in the world. That emphasis gives the book a more existential dimension within AI discourse. Lastly, power and survival as the stakes of the AI transition, the book also treats AI as a force that may redefine power and survival. This theme moves the discussion beyond personal adaptation and toward the structure of civilization. If AI changes who can generate knowledge, control information, predict behavior, or coordinate systems at scale, then it can also change how power is organized. The concern is not limited to individual users gaining new tools. It extends to governments, corporations, institutions, and social groups that may use AI to strengthen influence or reshape decision-making. By linking AI to survival, Bolokhin places the technology within a larger question about whether humanity can manage the consequences of its own creations. This does not require a specific catastrophic prediction to be meaningful. It points to the general problem of alignment between technological capability and human judgment. The book appears to encourage readers to see AI as a test of civilizational maturity, because advanced tools can magnify both constructive and destructive tendencies. Its emphasis on power makes it especially relevant to political and social readers, not only technologists. The practical value of this topic is that it directs attention to governance, dependency, institutional control, and long-term resilience rather than short-term fascination with AI performance. In conclusion, The Father We Never Had is most suitable for readers who want to think about artificial intelligence as a historical and civilizational turning point rather than as a technical product. It will likely appeal to general readers interested in futurism, philosophy of technology, social theory, political change, and the long-term direction of humanity. Readers seeking coding guidance, business implementation strategies, or detailed technical explanations of AI systems should look elsewhere, because the book is positioned around interpretation rather than instruction. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers develop a broader mental model for AI, one that includes history, psychology, belief, power, and survival. Its intellectual benefit is the invitation to connect the rise of AI with recurring patterns in human transformation. Compared with many books in the AI category, with many it stands out by placing less emphasis on immediate productivity or policy questions, and more emphasis on the meaning of AI within the entire arc of human development, because available public information about the book is limited. It should be approached as a conceptual and interdisciplinary argument, rather than as a heavily documented academic study. Its distinctiveness comes from its ambition to interpret AI as part of a deeper logic of civilization, not simply as the next stage of digital innovation. If you would like to support Christian Daniel Bolokhin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.